I bring to you this morning one of the most puzzling, out of place, enigmatic, difficult to understand verses in the Torah. We're hearing the story of Jacob and Esau and the creation of Israel. And all of a sudden, on page 212, the very end, as it's talking about Jacob's journey and he comes back to Bethel where he had this dream, it says, "Vatamat Dvorah Meneket Rivka." Dvorah, Rebecca's nurse, died, that is her wet nurse, and was buried under the oak below Bethel, and it was named Alon Bachut, which means the tree of mourning. We know nothing else about this woman. Nothing. She was Rebecca's nurse, and she died, and it's very rare for the death of women to be reported in the Torah, and usually only when they're important, like Sarah. So why all of a sudden does Deborah, about whom we know nothing, get this honor? There are lots of ways of explaining it. The way I think I'm going to approach it, of course, is with a story, which is kind of a joke. The story is that a great rabbi was traveling with his wagon driver, a balagula. A lot of Eastern European stories are about the wagon driver. From town to town. And the wagon driver said to him, "You know, I know what's going to happen as we come to this town. You are going to be greeted and fed and sleep in the soft bed and so on, and no one's going to pay attention to me. I'll be standing by the wagon all night long." And the rabbi said, "You know what? You're right. Let's change places. You sit in the back. I'll sit in the front. I'll be the wagon driver. You be the rabbi." So the guy says, "Really?" He says, "Yes, absolutely." He says, "Great." So they switch. They come to the town. Everybody greets the wagon driver, "Rabbi, it's so wonderful to have you here." And they bring him in, and they give him food, and so on and so forth. And then someone says, "Listen, Rabbi, I have a question." He says, "It's a question based on the Talmud. I know it's a little complicated, but I really need an answer." And then he asks him the question. Well, the wagon driver has no idea, obviously. And he doesn't know what to do. He's about to be found out. So he says to him, "You call that a question? You think that's a question worthy of asking to a great rabbi? That question is so simple, my wagon driver can answer it. Come on in here." But the point of this is how the rabbi acted. Why is Dvorah mentioned? Maybe it's because we all have people in our lives whose function, in part, is to serve us. We have maids, we have caretakers, we have nurses, and we don't always pay attention to them. The truth is, as sociological studies show, the further up in an organization you go, the less you know about and care about people who are below you. If you ask somebody who works in the office here about other people in the office, they'll know all about their lives. But if you ask somebody like, say, the rabbi, about people who work in the office, I know less about their lives than the people who work in the office with them. And that's a tendency you have to fight against. Maybe Dvorah is mentioned to remind us that the people to whom we entrust our children, our food, our parents, that we have to think of them as we think of ourselves. That when they have tragedies, when they die, and they bury it, and they call the tree, bury her, and they call the tree Alon Bachut, the tree of mourning, the tree of weeping. Some of our sages don't get that. But the point is, at the most tender time of Rivka's life, this woman was there. So when you go home and you see the person who cleans your house, who washes your dishes, who takes care of your children when you're not there to take care of them, who cares for your aged parents when you're not there to take care of them, remember how precious they are as human beings in their own right. Remember how important it is, the job that we entrust to them. Without Dvorah, Rebecca's nurse, we wouldn't have an Am Yisrael. We wouldn't have a people Israel because we wouldn't have a Rebecca. So we have to honor them commensurate with what they do for us. The rabbi knew that without the wagon driver, he couldn't get from town to town. So when he realized how he wasn't honoring him, he honored him. And maybe this one verse in the Torah is to remind us that every human being is in God's image. The people who do wonderful things for us no less than ourselves. So let's remember that. Think of them as Devorah. Treat them as the human beings that God intended for us to treat them as. As Dostoevsky so beautifully said, to love someone is to see them as God intended them. And God intended all of us to be seen as full human beings, not as people to serve our needs, but people who are gracious enough to serve our needs. And so we have to be gracious enough to take note of theirs as well. Let's bring everybody in for the Haftarah this morning.